The Business Buzz Podcast. The Business Buzz with Mudiwa Mob Justice Gabaza.
Good day and welcome to the Business Buzz for your weekly dose of business, finance and economics news right here on VAW FM. That's Voice of Wits 88.1, broadcasting live from our studios right here in Bramfontein, Johannesburg. My name is Mudiwa Mob Justice Gabaza and I'll be your host for today. Now, who's to say that the world of business can't be entertaining? Definitely make sure you hold on to your seats as we seek to keep you entertained, educated and intrigued about the world of business. Now, for today, it is that time of year where Black Friday becomes a thing. We're easing into the festive season, so we decided we need to just talk about how to protect your pocket during this time. As I said, festive season is one of the big spending periods. A lot of retailers see a big spike during that time. There are a lot of crazy specials that tempt people to buy things that they otherwise wouldn't have bought, and some people would have been saving up for it or waiting for these specials to come, but for a lot of people it ends up being a bit of an impulse buy. At the same time, the month of November is notorious for occasions such as Black Friday, together with some of the crazy specials that we see, and that coupled with the festive season sees people buying a lot of things that they otherwise wouldn't have. And at the end of the year, you might end up without a lot of money, and we all know the dreaded January disease that ends up being a thing when people begin the new year because they ended up spending way more than they had anticipated to. Even though for the few that are lucky enough in this current economy to actually get a year-end bonus, some people will chow through or eat through that entire bonus and not know what exactly happened to it. So these are the things that we're trying to attack for today, and to help us to navigate this, we're going to be talking to a friend of the show, that is Zanele Kunene, a financial advisor at BDO South Africa, about some of the tips and tricks that can help you not to get into the trap of making impulse purchases and manage your finances during the during the festive season. And then after that, we then talk to Ntuthuko Shezi, who is the founder and CEO of Livestock Wealth, a crowdfunding platform, about some of the ways that you can actually invest and grow your money for the long term during this time. So that's what the show is going to be looking at. We'll also be getting into some of the economics news of the week. Now, remember that you can keep in touch with us. We are VAW FM, or Voice of Wits. That's on Facebook. You can also find our other Facebook page, that is Wits Radio Academy. On Twitter, we're at VAWFM, and then our hashtag is #BusinessBuzz. You can also stream the station live on vawfm.co.za, and remember that podcasts of the Business Buzz show are available on vits.journalism.co.za/business. So with that, we're getting ready. It's going to be an interesting hour. We're talking about how to protect your pocket during this festive season time. Definitely make sure you don't turn that down, because we're also going to be getting into the business wrap, and we're going to be just hearing about what is actually going on in the economy as people head on into this festive season. So that's what the show is looking like. Make sure you don't turn that dial. We are here for the next hour, so keep growing with us right here on 88.1 FM.
Business Wrap with Lebo Pasha.
It's time for us to get into the business wrap. That's a part of the show where we give you a roundup of the week's top trending business and economics news. And on the line, we are joined by Lebo Pasha, who is the general manager for Southern Africa at the African Management Institute. Lebo, greetings to you. How's been the week in terms of news and developments?
Well, greetings to you, Mudiwa, and greetings to the VAWFM listeners. It's been a very interesting global entrepreneurship week where we've seen quite a lot of stories celebrating entrepreneurship in Africa and in South Africa in particular. So, yeah, it's been a very interesting week.
I guess on that front of the, you know, Entrepreneurship Week, I remember we were actually talking earlier this week about, you know, Entrepreneurship Week. As someone who is, you know, in the scene, how would you say this year generally has gone? Has there been as much fanfare as there has been in previous years?
Well, I think it's a little bit subdued, and it is expected because of the issues we've seen with the coronavirus. It isn't as vibrant as it used to be. It's moved online, and it's usually quite more difficult to measure online sentiment. Even though you're getting a lot more data, but you're not in a hall where you can really sense how some of these celebrations are happening, how some of the meetups around Global Entrepreneurship Week are happening, and also other activities as well, like we had that coincided with the Global Entrepreneurship Week, like the investment conference. Yeah.
So in terms of that, you know, investment conference, you know, a lot has been said. This year doesn't seem to have had, this is the one I was well aware of, this one doesn't seem to have had as much fanfare as previous years. I think in previous years we've heard, you know, upwards of 100 billion rand being dedicated and pledged for investment in South Africa. How's been this current one? I understand that, you know, Naspers is here, you know, throwing the money, letting us know that they're here for the investment.
Yeah, gauging sentiment by how full some of the restaurants next to, well, the Sandton restaurants are, I think, definitely not as much fanfare as before, or years past. But we're seeing Naspers is making it rain for the SA startup and tech space. Naspers has invested in a edtech business called the Student Hub. And this is a 45 million investment for them. They're first in EdTech, and it's a platform that allows lecturers and tutors to monitor students and also much more senior people, probably like your faculty heads, your heads of department, to monitor lectures as well for productivity levels and to see how they're performing. And it also has features as well where students can crowdfund or raise finances for their studies. So looks quite interesting. I think we'll hear quite soon how it's doing with the amount of money that's been pumped into it. But definitely there are some exciting investments that are coming through from the investment conference. But definitely because of the global situation, it is subdued compared to previous years. And also we've heard stories around what we've always heard around our ratings and how that has impacted investor confidence.
And then in terms of, you know, Checkers and Starbucks, this one I hadn't heard of. Well, like, what are they doing here? They're coming together in one way or another?
So, yeah, we're seeing a bit of a wedding here between Checkers and Starbucks. And this would be something called Checkers Fresh X Supermarkets. And we're going to have the first ones in Rosebank and in Stellenbosch. This is a much more upmarket aimed Checkers store, and it will have a Starbucks store of its own inside. So yeah, this is something quite interesting, something to look forward to, I guess, and quite exciting as well, seeing that sort of partnership come through.
Do you think it will be something that actually works out?
I'm not sure. I think I'm a big fan of Starbucks, huge fan of the kind of work they do with the farmers, where they source most of their product. I'd like to see it work, but I haven't really seen any of the coffee stores we've seen in other retailers, for example, at home stores where we used to have Vida. I haven't seen those being very busy. I've seen Leroy Merlin as well, has Mug and Bean inside, and maybe it's just me, but I have not seen a lot of those stores being really busy outside of the month-end sort of traffic.
Yeah, no, it is an interesting one, especially, you know, anyone who's sort of traveled to places like Europe, maybe even Asia or North America, you see Starbucks being these sort of small outlets at the corner, and they're everywhere. Whereas in South Africa, they seem to be these really big fancy locations, you know. So, you know, we just hope that this deal is something that will actually help with some of the coffee culture in South Africa.
It definitely should, because again, at month end, you struggle to get your coffee fix if you one of those that love their origins coffees, one of their higher end brews, their reserve coffees. You do struggle because there's usually very long queues of teens that are looking for frappuccinos and other more popular drinks. So I think there's definitely going to be some interest in their stores. And these stores, again, are aimed, Checkers Fresh X is aimed at more high-end shopping. So they'll have sushi belts, they'll have chocolate counters, they'll have temperature-controlled wine cellars and artisanal breads. So this is quite a high-end offering from the ShopRite group, specifically at Checkers.
And then and then the other one that seems to be making news, the Tesla. Tesla stock has done some amazing things in 2020. What are we seeing on this front?
Yeah, the stock has really surprised a lot of people. Probably the happiest person and the person who's smiling the most right now is Elon Musk, who is the third richest person in the world and is about $8 billion US dollars away from passing Bill Gates. And we've seen a bit of side boxing matches between Elon Musk and Bill Gates, because Bill Gates went and bought a Porsche and was throwing some comments around how it's better than a Tesla vehicle, and we've seen Elon Musk fighting back about that, saying that no one should be taking advice about cars from Bill Gates. But it looks like he's really made some serious money this year from Tesla, and also seen a lot of success from the SpaceX side. SpaceX has really done well. This week we saw astronaut landing at the International Space Station, and it was a huge milestone for SpaceX because that now makes commercial travel to space a reality. Other big thing is that the wealthiest person in the world, Jeff Bezos, also was competing with SpaceX and Elon Musk to get to space and do commercial flights with his company called Blue Origin. So we might yet still see that that man from Pretoria being the wealthiest person in the world.
You have to put you have to take off your hats. He's a very controversial figure, Elon Musk. Whether you like it or not, the fact that he's been able to start and run $3 billion enterprises and is running two of them at the same time right now is just an amazing feat. And just the fact that he sort of taught himself on both sides, sort of went and taught himself electric vehicles, has been teaching himself this astrophysics for a long time, and to see the success on that front, like you said, that commercial flight that landed on the space station, it's an amazing one. And if he ends up being the richest man, it's certainly not surprising, but sort of knowing Elon Musk, you didn't get the sense that he would even care.
Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely Elon Musk, yeah.
So that's been it for this edition of, the Business Wrap. That was us with Lebo Pasha, just giving us some insight into what's been going on this week. It has been Global Entrepreneurship Week, and he was just saying that it's been a little bit subdued, and that's now tying in as well with the Investment Summit in South Africa, which for social distancing reasons hasn't had as much fanfare as it has had in previous years, but also giving us some insight into a Checkers and a Starbucks tie-up that looks to be quite an interesting way for the business to branch out. And then just ending off talking about how the rally in Tesla stock has seen Elon Musk, the founder and CEO, reaching a point where he's now the third richest man in the world. So that's been it in terms of the Business Wrap. On the other side of this, we continue with the show. Keep it locked. This is the Business Buzz.
Business Wrap with Lebo Pasha. Mob Justice on the Business Buzz.
It's time for us to get into the main topic of the show, and for today, it is that interesting week in November. I think in some parts of the world, some might call it Black Friday. Some people are having, specials for a week. Others are calling it this, that, and the next week. There are a lot of specials, floating around. But even before anything even happens, when this period ends, we're getting straight into the festive season. And to sort of help us to navigate how people can protect themselves from the temptation to take advantage of all these specials, the FOMO, as they say, to buy all the things because everything is reduced and is discounted, we are joined by someone who's no stranger to the show. That's Zanele Konene, a financial advisor at BDO Wealth Advisors. Just to give us some sobering words. I hope they're sobering words because I feel like we need to be serious about these things. So we're joined on the line. Zanele, how are you today?
I'm very serious today. Super, super serious. We're talking about important things. But no, really we are, because it is the festive season. While it's sort of begun. So yeah, we need to sort out. We need to have those conversations.
So I think a good place for us to then begin the conversation is to just maybe get a sense from you what you've seen over the years, your professional opinion just around some of the spending patterns that tend to be common during, this festive season, which is preempted by all of this Black Friday madness that we sort of see happening at the moment.
Yes, so unlike our January spending, our spending right now is mainly based on, what do we want, what are we trying to add in. It's not really based on the essentials that are required. So that's how we see our spending patterns within this time frame. And another thing that we notice now, it's about, who you're going to be with, what you guys are going to be doing. And we don't really, necessarily take into account the cost thereof. We're all working on estimates right now. So someone might say, on Black Friday, I'm just going to, spend roughly 2,000 or roughly 5,000, but they don't have an actual amount or an actual, this is the maximum, this is, what I'm doing. So we do see people just, do as they will, and next thing you know, next year they are still paying off the items that they bought this year, so there has been no saving whatsoever.
That's actually quite crazy when you hear something like that, and especially when one reflects on the conversations that we've had during the festive season just around how constrained consumers actually are. So I guess that's a good question to then ask, because before we even talk about the actual dangers of overspending, do you anticipate that people will still take advantage of some of these specials that come around at this time of year, given the fact that people's pockets are under so much pressure right now?
Definitely people would, because of FOMO, for one. They all want to be part of the trolley fights and whatever, or the online deals. But at the same time, being part of all that noise, you need to know what are you there for, because you can't just fall part of the crowd. So I do know a lot of people are going to be trying to make use of these things by buying items that they don't necessarily need. So people out there, don't be buying things you don't need. Buy specific things that you have, that you would have bought even if it was not on sale. I think that the concept people miss about a sale is that you need to be happy about it. Like, I wanted this item and now it's on sale. You can't buy something solely based on the fact that it's on sale. It makes no sense. Zero sense.
I think you've just crystallized it very well, especially when you said it's the FOMO. I guess there's some psychology that's involved where, people are made to feel as if they need to buy a certain thing just because they've seen that the price has quote-unquote dropped on it.
Yeah, and it's quite unfortunate. And especially when it comes to Black Friday, I always say Black Friday is for people who have cash, not for people who have credit. So if you have cash and you have an item you want to buy and it's, 30 to 40% discount, go for it, go and get it, because you are better off. Now you can't be participating in Black Friday if you have credit. You're setting yourself back. Why would you want to set yourself back? you know. So don't be pulled into FOMO. There'll always be something that, you know, that's popping, that's trending. So just wait your turn. Do things when you are ready, when you are financially ready and able to do so.
I guess that then helps us to lead to the question of the actual dangers of overspending. It seems like such an obvious question, but, you know, perhaps for, you know, the person who does have FOMO, perhaps a little bit of a reminder.
The biggest danger, Mudira, that I see is the cycle, this unhealthy cycle that you lock yourself into. So let's just say you overspend in December, then come January, you have to pay for those expenses of December. In February, you're trying to catch up, and then comes Easter, and now Easter needs money, but you're still paying off December. And this continues the entire time. So you never really are moving ahead. You never really are growing your asset base. You're just constantly working backwards. And I think that that is so unfortunate, because that leads me to my second point, which is that you lose out on opportunities. Because when you don't have cash and an opportunity arises, you can't afford it, you know. And what are you going to do? You're going to grab onto debt to afford that opportunity that has just come to, you know, that has just arrived. You can't do that. So just don't work backwards. If you can't afford it right now, it's okay. It's all right. You'll save up for it and you'll do it next year. Don't trap yourself in the cycle, because it becomes quite hard to remove yourself from that kind of a lifestyle, especially if you've built into it for so many years.
That really felt deep, especially the part where you said it's okay. Like, I felt that, like, in my soul, you know, that it's okay for me not to buy these things. Like, I'm not going to lose anything from it. But that then leads to, there is another side of this coin. And it's the fact that in addition to all the temptation in the retail space and the FOMO that you spoke about, many people tend to get their annual bonuses at this time. You know, those that are lucky enough to get bonuses given the year that we've had. But, you know, for those that do, what are some of the ways that people could be able to perhaps optimize this double pay that does come to them? Are there things that they could be putting their money into? Because you've already spoken about the fact that, you know, an opportunity might come up. So for those that are lucky enough to get double pay, some thoughts?
Definite. So the first one is, when you get your bonus, and this is something I do, I don't include my bonus as part of my actual budget, because I don't know if it's coming or not coming. I don't know. I don't want to rely upon it. So when I do, if you are getting a bonus or a double salary or a 13th check, first and foremost, pay yourself. Now, when people hear pay yourself first, they immediately think pop bottles, then you have fun, you know. But that's not what we mean. That's not what we mean. What we mean is, put yourself in a better position than you are in now. Put yourself in a better position. And that means, you know, put some money in an emergency savings, so that if you have any situation that arises, you're going to be in a better position, because you do have funds that will be able to, you know, be able to assist you in that situation. And another thing that you could do as well is, if you are making any big purchases next year, you can start planning for them now and say, okay, in the next 3 to 4 months, I'm going to be buying this item and I'm going to use this paycheck to do so. You know, put yourself in a better position, plan things better. But most importantly, you know, if you, let's first say you have a side hustle and you'd like 2021, you'd like to take it into a different level. You know, go to a business consultant, you know, pay for their consultation fee, say, this is my idea, you know, so that when next year, when you are operating your business, it's in a better position. Or go to a dietitian, or go to a financial planner and say, you know, help me put together a financial plan, or a tax consultant. Make sure that you use your bonus to put you in a better position. Don't let it be that you woke up every Monday morning and you left work on Friday on time for absolutely nothing. You know, make sure that it works for you, that you see the fruits of your labor.
I like that.
Plus, you also Listen, so sorry, I forgot. You also asked me like where to invest your funds. I would definitely also use this opportunity. If you already, if you have debt and you've settled your debt and you've also like have your emergency savings, you could look into adding into your portfolio, into a unit trust. You could look at maybe adding some offshore exposure into your unit trust, or maybe opening a tax-free savings account for your children or even for yourself. You know, you could make use of those opportunities as well. Always put yourself in a better position when it comes to paying yourself first.
I think in addition to the paying yourself first, I really like that concept. The other one that you've been a strong advocate for is budgeting. So are there ways that people can actually enjoy themselves during the festive season, perhaps without breaking the bank?
Of course, of course. Every student knows this. You know, you don't need much to have a good time if you're a student. You don't need much. And you learn these principles and you carry them throughout. So you definitely can. But it's going to also need you to be more involved in your planning. And I know in December, anything goes. Anyone who comes, we're going. You know, it's just a whole bunch of activity. But if you want to be more cost-savvy in terms of December, plan way better. If you are hosting people at your home, ask them to bring a salad or to bring some soda. You know, be open to that idea. And also, don't confuse having more time and having cash as a means or as a reason to overspend. Because I think that also plays into account. Because people are like, I'm sitting at home, what can I do? You know, I should buy something. No, you don't have to buy anything. You can invest in the house as well. You know, clean up the house, invite people to come in, take walks, you know, make use of the facilities that are available for free or at low cost. It does not have to be extravagant. You know, we have had a very unusual year. So you want to lay back and be with the people you love, because that's what the festive season is all about, friends and family.
And then I guess an extension to that, is just how do you, you know, perhaps go about, because you've given us some very practical ways that you can enjoy yourself, but for the people that do decide, okay, I want to buy things, I want to take advantage of some of the specials, should I be consulting a professional, or do I just need to be diligent in looking for information?
Definitely always be diligent. There's quite a lot of resources out there in terms of how to budget better, in terms of how to handle Black Friday. You know, the internet is such a great resource. But I also feel like consultations are really important, and consultations don't cost a lot of money. I don't know why people don't, you know, go for these services. Go and consult. Go and consult your tax consultant or financial planner or even a financial coach. If you are having problems in terms of managing your spending, there's also quite a few apps that can help you in terms of managing your spending. But in terms of those who'd like to, and also go on LinkedIn. I love going on LinkedIn to find professionals. So just go on LinkedIn, financial planner or financial coach, and look for a friendly face and, you know, send a message. But those who are going to be shopping in Black Friday, who are just like, I have no control and I can't be diligent, bring the exact amount of money that you're going to be spending, and also be aware of all your triggers. If you're one of those people who are like, I'm going to go buy 3 dresses, but then you see a hat and you see a shoe and you see a scarf and you see jewelry and you go crazy, just go there with a fixed amount of money, no cards, no nothing, and that's what's going to keep you strict. You know, it's going to keep you in line with your goal or with your spending.
Any last remarks or anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners before we end off?
I'm just going to say that be aware of your convenient purchases. You know, an Uber here, an Uber Eats there, you know. These, you know, we all say they're like they're little small things, but they actually do all add up. So if you're going to the garage to go buy bread, you know, you're buying it at 25 Rand, you're buying 30 Rand here, 80 Rand there, it all adds up. So be very aware of all your convenient spending. Cook at home, you know, you have a kitchen, There are books, there's the internet, do something.
get your cooking game up. Those are some of the words from Zanele Konene, advocating for budgeting during the festive season for people to stay woke and to be informed during this time. She says there's some great resources, and there's nothing wrong with actually going and having a consultation during this time. And she says it actually doesn't cost as much as some people perceive it to be. She's further just saying that, you know, it has been a tough time for consumers in 2020, but people should not feel the need to just splurge just because items look like they are on discount. Also, just warning that as you go through this time, and I guess generally in life, the small convenient purchases, those little things that you do on a daily basis that you're paying money for, 20 rand here, 50 rand there, it all adds up. Always monitor that amount of money. On the other side of this, we continue with the conversation. Keep it locked. This is the Business Buzz.
COVID Biz Watch. COVID Biz Watch on the Business Buzz.
In our COVID Business Watch, we look at how COVID-19 has affected and impacted businesses in and around South Africa. And for today, our producer Ntando went and spoke to Betty Makaya, who is the co-founder of B&E Consulting, an entrepreneurial hub that provides consulting, accounting, and business solutions to businesses. And we just asked her questions just around, you know, her telling us a little bit around the business. How has the business actually performed since the start of lockdown? What business lessons has she learned during this time? And lastly, do you think your business will perform better after all the restrictions that may still be in place have been lifted? Here's what she had to say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Betty Makaya. I am the owner of B&E Consultants, alongside with my partner, Israel Michael van Rooyen. So we started a consulting company, funny enough, during the lockdown times. And we offer accounting services. We offer business-to-business solutions as well. We assist in companies being registered, company registration, and also taxation. So with regards to the accounting side of it, we offer your standard bookkeeping, debtors, creditors, up to drafting your financial statements. With that, we also assist in terms of operations. Like, we come in, may provide our, you know, advice in terms of how you can go about in terms of improving your business. And then, you know, during these lockdown times, we've actually had clients who were struggling themselves to try and keep their businesses afloat. But with the ideas and, you know, advice that they took from us, they managed to save costs. So that was actually something, you know, you felt good going home knowing that you actually assisted somebody to save their business. I've dealt with clients, for example, who are in the law industry, and we've assisted them quite well. And the nice thing about it is that we call ourselves an entrepreneurial hub. We link entrepreneurs together. We make sure that people connect. So this lawyer, a client of mine, needed IT services. And there's a client that I previously dealt their books for, who was in IT. And I referred them to her. And, you know, after that, she was so happy. And she was like, basically, you know, most people don't tell you about these things. And I was like, yeah, that is what we called. We are called an entrepreneurial hub. We encourage young people to go out there and, you know, make their dreams a reality. So with regards to, you know, the lockdown or the restrictions being lifted, it's been a success, because a lot of, now we've gotten, you know, the opportunity to just, you know, link up with our clients and, you know, talk to them face to face, and maybe just do a spectrum of their business, like do a walk-in and find out what they really actually do. But, you know, with regards to us living in the 21st century and technology being available, that has also played a part, because we do Skype, we do, you know, all these other forms of communication platforms that are available for us. So with the business lessons that I've learned is that don't give up. You know, it's going to get tough. Closest people that thought would support you, not all the time, are going to support you. And yeah, finances are important because finances is what runs a business. That's the heart of the business, you know. And if there's no money or income stream coming in, you can't sustain your business. So yeah, and just lessons is be humble. Always be humble in whatever you do. Put God first. Yeah, that's what has brought me to where I am. But this journey has been fantastic. I'm loving it. I love meeting with people. I love learning new things. We meet clients in the agricultural sector, you know, and farming being a big issue in South Africa and the land issue. You get to understand that if young people actually put themselves out there, you know, there is opportunities for them to grow. So in a nutshell, what I'd like to say to young entrepreneurs starting out there, guys, don't give up on your dreams. Go for it. It might sound like a stupid idea, but it is an idea. Go for it. And there will be somebody listening and there will be somebody willing to invest in your company. And for that, on my side, it's a wrap. Stay healthy, stay happy, and always push entrepreneurship. Thank you guys for listening to me. Bye.
COVID BizWatch. COVID BizWatch. On the Business Buzz. Mob Justice on the Business Buzz.
We're back on this show just talking about financial budgeting for your year-end bonus and just making sure you don't get trapped in all the festive season madness and all the Black Friday what's and all the deals, the specials. It's been a tough year for consumers, and instead of going out there and buying the newest and latest things, how can you actually put your money into something that can actually help you to grow your wealth, or to at least invest something that is going to grow your money? Let us know what you think. Vow FM or Voice of Vets on Facebook. Our other Facebook page is Vets Radio Academy. On Twitter, we're at Vow FM, and then our hashtag is #BusinessBuzz. Now, to help us with the investment part, we are talking now to Ntukuto Shezi, who is the founder and CEO of Livestock Wealth. He is no stranger to the show, but for today, he's going to be telling us a little bit about the business, how far they've come, and you know, how and why this is something that people should be considering as a way to be investing their money. So Ntukuto, greetings to you. I think a good place for us to start, for those that don't already know Livestock Wealth, can you give us some insight into that?
Thank you for inviting me to your show, and a good afternoon to your listeners. Livestock Wealth, we call it a crowd farming platform. Crowd farming is a trademark that we own, and it's a play on the words crowdfunding of farming. So essentially what it does is we allow anyone to be a farmer. So regardless of whether you're living in the city or you're living in the country, that you can be able to be a farmer. And how do you do that? Is really through owning real assets that are growing on the farm. So instead of owning a share or a percentage of the farm, or being a shareholder in a PTY that owns the farm, you actually own the things that are growing on the farm. If it's cows, and the farm has got 100 cows on it, you can own your one cow, your two cows, or your 50 cows, according to your own financial muscle. If it's trees, macadamia trees, you can also do the same. So that's what Livestock Wealth does, really allowing you to own assets and then profit when those assets go to market or at harvest. That's really what we've been able to do. Started in 2015 with just a few cattle, about 26 cattle, and the company has grown. Now we're managing about 100 million rands worth of assets now. And we supply large supermarkets with free-range beef from the cows, and we've recently launched our own direct-to-consumer beef brand called the Farmers Club, where you can order meat fresh from the farm, delivered directly to your door, also through the same Livestock Wealth app. And that's Lascaux Wealth in a nutshell, really a place for anyone, anywhere in the world to be able to be involved and participate and profit from farming.
You know, I think the last that we spoke, the assets that you guys had under management, if I remember correctly, must have been sitting at around 24-ish million rand, somewhere there. So for you to be saying that it's now worth 100 million rand, that is quite a substantial amount of growth. And for people that might be sitting and saying they want to invest, but they also want to make sure that the investment vehicle is good, proper, and registered, are you guys an FSP? Are you a credit provider? Like, how does that actually work? Because especially as a platform that's registered with all of these assets.
Absolutely. So we are regulated by a statutory body called the Agricultural Produce Agents Council. So that's governed by an act of parliament. So since we're dealing with real live assets, that's the regulatory arm of government. The FSCA regulates more the invisible assets, like the things you cannot touch, which is your insurance policies, your life policies, shares, things that you cannot touch and feel, you know. But since we're dealing with real live agricultural assets, that's why then we are effectively and very much appropriately governed by the Agricultural Produce Agents Council. Yeah, so investment is safe. We have a track record of 5 years of managing assets for every type of South African, and we manage assets for everyone from pensioner to all the way to cabinet ministers in government who are invested in our platform. So that's both also local and international investors. We've got people from every country in the world, Germany, France, USA, all invested in our platform. So I think our track record speaks for ourselves as well on that front. And definitely it is a platform one can trust without a doubt.
The other one that I think is especially important, you heard us talking at the beginning just now that, you know, part of the reason we're having this show is to just help people out there find ways to grow their money as opposed to spend it at this time of year. It's usually known as silly season. People are spending their money on all sorts of things. And retailers are throwing all types of specials, you know, Black Friday and all of these things that are happening. And then we'll see the same sort of trend continuing into the festive season. So from that point of view, why would you say that your option, you guys do have the 5-year track record, but investing in livestock, why do you think that is a worthy investment, and what type of returns can people that actually do invest perhaps anticipate?
Absolutely. I think you rightly cautioned there in terms of saying people must not be fooled by all these phony specials that are designed just to really take as much money out of your pocket as possible. I think South Africans have lived through lockdown in March, April, May. You know, you couldn't even go to the shops to buy anything, and yet to survive, you were able to come out alive and well. With all the clothes and the same TV that you were watching last year, you still pretty much lived and didn't die. I think really broadly, I think people must wake up to the fact that, you know, the future is not going to take care of itself. It needs sacrifices that need to be done today, so that you are able to retire comfortably. And not have to rely on your children to look after you when you are 65. And likewise as well, so that at least you can leave something for the children, you know, in that you have so much left over for yourself, and you can leave enough for the grandchildren of your children. So, and that really comes with really starting now and investing. And we love the cows. simple because love the cars and trees, because you know everything else that is out there, your shares, unit trusts, you know, they are very much unpredictable. It's like really being inside a casino. If for example, things like Tonga Hewlett's, where you think you are buying in a proper company, yet behind the scenes there, the accountants in their suits are cooking the books and producing false numbers. Like people like you and me, what chances do we have of surviving such, you know? But the beautiful thing with cattle and agricultural assets is stuff that you can see, you know, like you can drive to the farm and see inside your cows. You can drive to the farm and count your trees. This is my tree, that tree's got my number, my unique number. So it's, you know, there's the transparency and the trust in what we're doing, you know. So no one can pull a wool over your eyes with real hard assets, you know. That's what we love about what we do.
So can you then take us through perhaps what someone who registers or says, I want to now invest, can you take us through what their journey, what the typical journey actually looks like for them to go from, you know, saying I'm interested to then actually owning a piece of something that is on a farm? What is the actual process like?
It's very easy. You just log on to our website, livestockwealth.com, and you read up. We've got lots of details, we've got videos, we've got investment calculators, which tells you if you put in X amount in which assets, what would you get in 3 years' time or 5 years' time, whatever you estimate yourself. So you can really start there. Then also from there, you can create your account and register all online. And then after registering, then you are live. You can continue the process on the app, or we've also got an app on iOS and Android as well, where you can it's all on the app. There you're able to choose the assets you want to invest in, the number of them, and then you pay online by EFT, or you can pay by card as well, all online. And then once the funds reflect in our bank account, then we allocate you with your assets, whether it's trees or cows, that the partner farmers that are farming the cows on your behalf have. We have about 60 farmers across the country who are farming for us. And then they look after this cows or trees on your behalf until the end of the investment term. And at the end of the investment term, you get a notification from us that your investment has matured. Pretty much like you do, you know, if you put your money in a fixed deposit at a bank, pretty much the same way. And then you reinvest if you want to reinvest for another term. Just because what the key with investing is to leave the money in the assets. You know, don't jump in and out. Just put it in there and watch it. Watch the money grow. That's the key about it, you know. So, and we always encourage people to have a long-term view with investing, you know. And we call the cattle investment, we call it a get-rich-slowly scheme, because wealth takes time to build, you know. It's never an overnight thing. And people always fall for these quick things because they've never taken time just to start early, you know. People realizing that they are closing in on retirement, and they're panicking and seeing that, hey, you have only got 5 years of work. And then they like finding every sort of gimmick out there that tries to create wealth fast. But really, it's all foolish, you know, in that wealth takes time. You just need to start early, start when you are younger, and don't wait till you are 40 or 45 to start.
And then lastly, you've already mentioned the fact that you guys have been in business and have that 5-year track record. You mentioned that the portfolio is now worth about 100 million rand. Can you maybe just highlight maybe one more milestone that you are proud of as Livestock Wealth?
Sure. I think the one other milestone that we we're truly proud of is launching the Farmers Club, which is the direct meat distribution business. So one of the hardest things for farmers is getting the best price for their beef on the market. And also from the consumer point of view, you know, your quality beef, which is your free-range beef, is always priced out of range for the average person. So we've really, over the last a month and a half, we've launched Farmers Club and also on the same website, livestockwealth.com, where you can log in and buy a monthly meat box that gets delivered to your door. We're going to be expanding the range as well there. We're going to buy a pack, and also we're going to be having like individually grass fed steaks, vores in kilogram partitions that you can actually buy, and really removing the middleman of the retailer, you know, where lots of margin gets added to the price of food, whereas, you know, we as LivestockWealth can actually work with the farmer, hence the name Farmers Club, to bridge the gap between the consumer and the farmer, and therefore making food, healthy food, more accessible to everyone. I think overall, that's the one thing I'm most proud of, in that the time for healthy food being too expensive and only being eaten in the suburbs of Bryanston and Vattenkloof is over. That's, you know, free-range meat, high-quality grass-fed, tasty beef that doesn't need spices and doesn't need marinade and all that stuff. Before you just add salt and you eat and it's juicy and tasty, is available now to everyone. Everyone in Gauteng for now, at least. That's what makes me most proud.
Just listening to Ntokuto, you would swear that this man needs to open a restaurant, because the way that he is describing this juicy beef that they're producing for Farmers Club really sounds like an enticing prospect. So thank you so much to Ntokuto Shezi. He is the founder and CEO of Livestock Wealth, giving us some insight into the business. He says they call it a crowd farming platform, a play on farming and crowdfunding, just talking about their portfolio, been in business for about 5 years, 100 million rand in terms of the portfolio. And he's saying that their business, they call it a get rich slowly scheme, because investments don't happen overnight. You have to take a long-term view. That's what he's saying. And he's saying that people should also be out there protecting themselves from fly-by-night deals or things that look like specials, and rather invest and something that's going to give you a good return over time. He says they are, you know, regulated, so people, you know, should rest assured that there is accountability in the business. And he's also saying, hey, we've got that track record. And I think that website, one more time, Ntokuto.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
All right. So that's been us. I think he said it was livestockwealth.com. You can find all of their contacts there. On the other side of this, we come to the end of the show.
You're tuned in to the Business Buzz.
So with that, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much to everyone who was listening. Thank you to our amazing guests. That's Zanele Kunene from BDO, just sharing some insights into what budgeting could look like, the fact that you don't have to break the bank to enjoy yourself during this festive season, and some of the ways that you can protect the money that you do have. If you are lucky enough to have a bonus, she's just saying it's not something that you should be factoring into your normal budget. She doesn't, because it's money that may or may not come, and people tend to have that habit of spending money they don't have. So it helps you from a budgeting point of view if you discount that money. But if you do receive it, you can also then pay yourself first. And one of the best things that I think she was talking about is the fact that when it comes to all of this budgeting, you can actually go out and get yourself informed. And and especially the bit where she said that financial advice isn't as expensive as people say. And then going on to what Ntutuko was talking about as an alternative type of investment, because these are live assets. This is not the first time that we've spoken to them, and their portfolio looks to be growing. So that might be something to consider. And the fact that they are regulated, and it seems that they have this 5-year track record, it's definitely something to be thinking about. But more importantly, this is an important time of the year. It's a time where people, you know, come together, spend time with family. And for a lot of people, this would be the first time that they get to see each other since even before the lockdown, because there's been limited movement. So I think a lot of people are going to be using this time to come together. And we just hope that people will be social distancing and the like. But in all of that, you just hope that people practice some type of fiscal discipline, right? Manage to protect your pockets during this time. Just because something is on discount does not necessarily mean you have to buy it. Unless it's something that you have been looking for, then, you know, go ahead with it. So let us know your thoughts and, you know, how are you thinking around some of these issues? How are you protecting your pockets from, you know, the FOMO? You can let us know on Facebook, that's Vio FM or Voice of Wits. Our other Facebook page is the Wits Radio Academy. And then on Twitter, we're at Vio FM. And then our hashtag is hashtag Business Buzz. You can also find us on the popular podcast platforms. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Otherwise, you can go to our main page, that's on iono.fm, as well as vits.journalism.co.za/business. So that's it for today. Thank you to our amazing team. Our technical producer is Kotluano Serame, together with our executive producer, Glory Mabuza, together with our producers, Slin Lem Sibi and Tando Tlimba, as well as Simbarashe Honde. Don't miss the Business Buzz, same time, same place next week for more insights into the world of business. Don't turn that dial. There's more great content coming up on the Vow FM lineup. So from myself, Mudio Mob, Justice Kabaza, and the rest of the team, it is take care.
The Business Buzz with Mudio Mob, Justice Kabaza. The Business Buzz Podcast.